Tantor Audio presents Inside Marine One, four U.S. presidents, one proud Marine, and the world's most amazing helicopter. By Colonel Ray Frenchy LaRue, with Lee Kelly. Narrated by David Drummond. Introduction. As I banked the president's helicopter to the left, I was flying only about 100 feet above a sea of people. It was the cold and clear morning of January 20, 2009, and I was flying President George W. Bush in Marine One, the world's most famous helicopter. This was his victory lap, and we were cruising over a crowd of an estimated 2 million people who had gathered in Washington, D.C. for President Obama's inauguration ceremony. The view through the glass of my cockpit was better than any 3D movie screen could ever be. It was filled with a colorful panorama of waving hands, American flags on little sticks, and smiling faces breathing puffs of frost out through their hooded winter coats and caps. The Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial had become more than just historical landmarks for me. I used them as reference points to maintain a good altitude and circle over the National Mall once again. From the ground, I could only imagine what people were thinking and feeling when they turned their eyes up at Marine One, the president's helicopter, with United States of America emblazoned in white letters on each side. I swung around in a wide circle as the crowd continued to cheer and wave, and I got another spectacular view of our nation's capital, draped in the traditional bright red, white, and blue bunting that is used only once every 4 years. At one point, I actually caught a glimpse of my own helicopter on one of the many jumbotrons set up to display the inauguration ceremonies that day.